chaos in the streets. In a world where there are several shades of gray, there is one man who stands to defend us all. This is Noxo. The Case Files of Joshua Chambers, a crime drama set in the supernatural world of the Dark Tron universe and the carnage of Baltimore and beyond.
We gotta get these boxes and books, and I have no idea what the fuck that is, to this place downtown near the police station by when?
Before midnight, and stop touching shit, you'll get cursed or something. These people are very important and, kinda spooky.
Spooky, like Adam's family spooky, or like devil worship spooky?
Try not to touch shit so you don't disappear into another dimension, Spooky.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Attaboy.
Who the fuck are these people?
They're the Keepers.
The what?
You know the Keepers. Jesus, are you a fucking transplant or something? Didn't you find it strange that we're in the fucking shot tower?
Yeah, But I thought this had something to do with the Maryland Historical Society or something. Who are the Keepers?
They protect us.
From what?
What do you mean, from what? They protect humanity from the shit that wants us dead.
How the hell should I know about all this? I'm just a mover.
So why is this clandestine operation leaving such a badass location? Is the question you should be asking.
Is it? I guess.
Real simple. You know the lady that paid us the big bucks to get this gig, right?
Yeah, the mixed lady with the awesome hair.
That's just fucking racist.
Just get to the point, Zeke.
Okay, shit. So, she takes this trip with her friend to the Middle East and ends up dealing with a necromancer.
A fucking what?
A necromancer. You know, a guy who controls dead people. Ain't you ever read a book? Anyway, they was trying to unleash hell on Earth with zombies and stuff, and her main operative disappeared without a trace for a bit, so.
Now there's fucking zombies?
You really are a fucking transplant, aren't you?
Hey, get on with it.
Well, I don't think they called them zombies, but yeah. There was a big fight with a former Keeper who turned on them, and then her buddy died.
Fuck me, that's a story and a half.
Shit, that's the condensed version. I'll tell you the rest at the bar later.
So why are they moving out?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons. The other is that a new operative had some shit happen to him fairly recently. Like around almost 9 months ago. And he was a top rank at the police department. Chambers or some shit like that.
Ew, you're talking about the captain.
Yeah, that's the guy. Real bad rap came down on him hard. No one could believe that happened to him.
Christ, man, so they're into some supernatural shit. They gotta get out of here. No wonder the payday is such a big one.
Yeah, no shit. Now shut the fuck up, stop touching shit, and get to work. We got till midnight.
Fuck, you're mean when we work nights, dude.
Yeah.
One more thing, Zeke.
What now?
How the hell am I supposed to move things if I can't fucking touch nothing?
Quit being a wise ass.
Baltimore Police Department, how can I direct your call?
Yeah. Jesus, these 16-hour shifts gotta end.
Well, when we're done with the restructuring, we'll have a little more time off. God, my back is killing me.
Why the fuck are we getting punished for those assholes being crooked?
They weren't just crooked, Kate. They were Ordo Vitalis.
I keep hearing that. What the hell does that even mean? It sounds like some kind of satanic breakfast cereal.
You've been here long enough. You should know what that is.
9 months ago, when all this shit started to go down, I was in processing. I wasn't exposed to this whole fucking spooky-ooky hullabaloo bullshit. Karen told me some shit, Allie, and it gave me the creeps, but I wasn't sure if she was fucking with me or not.
Christ, you missed a lot.
Then catch me up, because I'm about to cause a scene. This coffee sucks, by the way.
So you know Detect Captain Chambers?
Ugh, God, that stuff is gross. Yeah, Josh, what about him?
Well, Kate, apparently after his baby was born...
Milo?
Yeah, him. He was the reason why she got transferred to Howard County. Well, anyway, after they had their baby, he was nosing around in some cold case about a guy from Western Maryland. Turns out it was linked to a bigwig with a lot of money. And they turned up the heat by using the Ordo Vitalis against him. They set him up to make it look like he killed Vernon Slade and Cole Jackson.
I miss Cole. He was a good guy. But I never once thought Josh killed him out of, like, cold blood or whatever. Either way, Cole was awesome to have around.
Oh, it gets worse. He was labeled persona non grata here at the precinct, and for a while, he was Maryland's public enemy number one.
Sad, considering he was given a medal for valor for the whole Krampus incident.
Well, once the dust got settled, he was supposed to come back to the agency this week. But he's late.
9 months too late. This is his mess. Or IA's mess, or the FBI's mess, or something. Besides, how the fuck can you stay on vacation that long?
He's only been on vacation for like 6 weeks, and even then, I would have taken more.
How much more?
Shit, Kate, I would have retired on a fat lawsuit and never came back. Baltimore would have been paying my bills until I retired to a cruise ship in Florida. That's just putting it mildly.
What the fuck is your obsession with Florida?
It ain't Baltimore.
I don't deserve this. And yet in a way, I totally do. As I watch my wife and son play in the sand, I smile at them. I've never been so happy for things to be boring, mundane, normal. My little Milo plays with the sand and Karen helps him make shapes. He's too young to really care about sandcastles, but he's having the time of his life. Karen seems happy and that makes me happy. I can still feel the effects of last year weighing on me. Like the burden of a billion feathers, not physically, but emotionally, mentally. I'd been in overdrive since taking over for Captain Graf last year. I can tell it's affected my beautiful wife, too. We've never had a honeymoon, and I can sense the stress behind her smiles, the melancholy woven into her laugh, the sadness in her eyes. I wonder if we'll ever fully recover from what happened to us. I always have this sneaking wonder when the next time we'll be bathed in the blood of monsters, friends, and things not of this world will be. Glutton for punishment, maybe? I'm a morbid motherfucker as I watch my small, wonderful family in the sunlight. It reminds me of the darkness they were in not too long ago. reminds me of the promises I made, who I made them to. And it caused a sense of dread somewhere in the back of my mind, wondering when those debts would come due. The people on this beach, in the hotel, the staff, hell, even the would-be police force wandering the streets would never know what my little family went through to make sure that they kept breathing. Some small, morbid part of me wishes that I had scars from the whole thing. I know Karen does. We can't look at each other anymore and not see what we've become. It wasn't like this in the beginning. I know Milo will ask about these events when he gets older. I'm not sure how his life growing up will be after what happened. It's too soon to tell. For now, however, I need to enjoy this time. Enjoy my son, my wife, and this life. Shitty as it could be sometimes. I finally crack a smile when Karen looks over to me. Sitting in the bamboo lounge chair, she gestures to me to join them. I put down the mimosa in my hand and crack my knuckles. I think I will. And to think, we're here because of what started over 9 months ago.
You've been listening to Noxo, episode 300. From the Ashes. In the cast you heard, Mover 1, played by Danny Atwell. Mover 2, Zeke, played by Miguel Pedroza. Officers Kate and Allie, played by Tess Miller and Lindsay Bashira. And Joshua Chambers, played by Dan Mac McCloskey. Special effects by YouTube and Zapsplat.com. Noxo is a Dark Charm Media production, copyright 2024, all rights reserved. Stay tuned for episode 301, coming soon.